we were evacuated from our home 2 days ago, but literally just about 40 minutes ago, we had some residents driving around in pickup trucks. We're on dry ground at the minute, but they've told us that there's now a further evacuation. So it looks like we'll be evacuated today, thankfully, on dry ground. But 2 days ago, we had to evacuate via boat. Situation getting worse.
It must be very disturbing because thankfully you and your family, your wife and your four children are safe, but still the home underwater and such devastation in around your local area and the state generally.
Part of the problem, Greg, is what's happening here at the part of Houston, the west side of Houston, we're on is a reservoir is bursting its banks. So it hasn't quite burst its banks yet, but it's backflowing. So if you think of it like a bathtub with a smooth edge on one side, and we're on the smooth edge, and so the water level is increasing there. And the difficulty with that is that it could be, you know, certainly weeks, maybe months before that ever clears again. So they've told when they evacuated us from our house, they told us to prepare for 4 to 6 weeks before we would get back to the house again.
And this is a decision they're making as it relates to whether to themselves release water from these reservoirs or allow nature to do it. So if they use the former option, there's control over it, but there's going to be an impact in doing so.
There is, yeah. So again, if you think of it like a bathtub, what they're effectively doing is letting water out one side of the bathtub, and that's flowing into these as we call them, bayous here, but effectively canals. But as they let that water out, they're flooding all those areas. And the difficulty is that they have to control that release, but there's more water flowing in. So there's more rain and more runoff water from parts west of Houston flowing into the bath. So their big concern now is we don't want the bathtub to overflow because that's an uncontrolled flooding. So that's a major, major crisis situation. So they're trying to, it's all about the balance of how many homes do we flood downstream to try and balance that against stop, you know, more homes flooding upstream or stop the whole thing bursting completely, in which case there's no control over it then.